When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Did you know that kissing someone for 6 seconds can make your brain feel just a little bit happier? Well, that's what Heather Parody found out when she was doing research for a recent episode of our new podcast, Happy Brain. So if you haven't heard of it, Happy Brain is a brand new podcast we started here at the TLBC Media Network. It's all about fun, weird, and of course, interesting ways to improve your mental health and make your brain just a little bit happier. Heather does such a great job, too. She's a veteran podcaster, so she knows what she's doing. But she also has this, like, southern accent. Kind of makes you just want to keep listening pretty much no matter what she's saying. Like, I would listen to her talk about the importance of staplers. I would. It's the accent for me. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, so I think you should check out the show. I'm going to play one of her recent episodes here. It's called The 6 Second Kiss, and it's all about how kissing someone for 6 seconds can not only improve your mental health, but can also improve your relationship with that person. If you like the show, I encourage you to take a moment right now and do a search for Happy Brain wherever you get your podcast. And of course, while you're there, click subscribe or follow or whatever the button is for you. And I really do encourage you to do this. If you like this podcast, you're going to love this one. Like, if you like Tiny Leaps, you're gonna love Happy Brain. I helped produce it. I've been an integral part of it. So if you like the stuff I put out, you're gonna love this stuff because it's basically that for specifically for mental health and with an awesome southern accent. I don't know how else to sell it than that. Check out the full episode. I'm gonna play it right now. And again, go subscribe to Happy Brain wherever you get your podcasts.
When was the last time that you kissed someone? For 6 seconds. Yes, 6 solid seconds. That eliminates the smooch, y'all. Okay, it eliminates the peck. You're probably thinking, oh my God, what does any of this have to do with mental health? Today we are digging into the power of a 6 second kiss and how it will make you feel more connected, less stress, and yes, make your brain happier. Welcome to another episode of Happy Brain. My name is Heather Parody, and thank you for joining us as we explore the fun side to mental health by digging into these simple hacks and fun tips to make your mental health journey more enjoyable and your brain a little happier. What's up, y'all? Welcome to today's episode of Happy Brain. I am so excited to talk to you about the 6 second kiss and what I have learned reading research, blogs, watching some fun YouTube videos about the power of a 6 second smooch, y'all. But if you are new around here, my name is Heather Parody. I am your host. We dig into fun, interesting ways to keep your brain happy and healthy. And if that's your jam, I'd love to invite you to subscribe to wherever you're listening to this. We have a good time around here, I promise you. Speaking of a good time, let's talk a little bit about a 6 second kiss. Now, I wanted to do a episode off the bat about relationships and how we can integrate mental health principles into our love life. You know what I'm talking about? So y'all know how I do with Google. Me and Google are besties. I'd say Google's my boo. I would go that far. Okay. Spent some time in the Googles researching mental health tips and tricks and hacks and all the things for relationships. And y'all know how it goes. You know what was popping up? Divorce. I'm like, listen, y'all, I'm talking about having a happy relationship, happy brain. Why are you talking to me about divorce? Then I found a lot of information about dealing with mental illness within relationships. And listen, y'all, listen. I know all this is super important. So grateful for all these resources, but it kind of brings back to our original point and our philosophy here with the show, right? Let's talk about ways to keep ourselves healthy, our relationships healthy, small little fun things to do to put us in a position where we can handle challenges and issues when they arise. So I had to do some digging, because a lot of it was, how do we handle things that are dysfunctional and struggling and all that stuff? And I'm like, where's the tips to make me happier with my spouse? And then I found a YouTube video. Y'all listen. First of all, this stinking video that I found was so cool. And I went down this whole rabbit trail. I'm not even gonna lie to you. I was sitting here crying, watching all these things that had nothing to do with anything and trying to figure out how to put it in the podcast episode, because y'all know I'm ADD, okay? But I found this spoken word. Side note, spoken word is so freaking amazing. I really want to get into it, but I'm not sure I could pull it off with the Southern bit. You know what I'm saying? Like trying to be deep and like rhyme and everything. And I'm over here in my overalls. But this YouTube video, which is linked to the show notes, of course, is from Prince. I want to say it's pronounced Ea, maybe E. It's E-A, Prince E-A. And it was titled, like, if you're about to get married or something like that, watch this. Well, I'm like, well, I'm married, but I'm going to go ahead and watch it. Of course, I cried. Okay. It's this beautiful spoken word bit. And there's this man, this woman, they're doing this ballet thing. And I was so upset. I was so happy all at the same time. Y'all know how we do. But in the spoken word, he mentioned this psychologist, this doctor named Dr. John Gottman. Okay. Never heard of him. Don't know who this guy is. But in the spoken word, he said that he learned from Dr. Gottman that one of the key components of a healthy relationship, are you ready? Is attention. Giving attention to the person that you say you love. I know this is groundbreaking, y'all, and you're like, oh, shoot, like, what? I'm with you, okay? So I started digging into Dr. John Gottman's work, and I was so thrilled, so happy, so excited to find this interesting, crazy tip that he and his wife of the Gottman Institute advocates for. And yes, my friends, you know what it is. It's the 6 second kiss. I'll link down an article below that digs into it a little bit more, but let me just give you the gisty gist of it, okay? In this article, they had this term, which I really thought was interesting. They talked about rushed instances, okay? These rushed instances through our day of saying hello, saying goodbye, transitioning between this or that, and how there's these small little gaps of time that sometimes we just rush through. And if we are intentional with them, and we can notice these small gaps throughout our day, these small transitions, these, quote, rushed instances, and just become incredibly present in them, they can become some powerful moments in our day that can lay the groundwork and the foundation of something that is strong and powerful, like a great relationship. And in these rushed instances, Dr. Gottman says that a 6 second kiss is, quote, long enough to feel romantic. And it's, quote, something worth coming home to. So what he wants you to do, right, is before you rush off to your day, when you come home, whatever, go up to your partner, give them a 6 second smooch. This is what I have questions about, and I'm not sure. And I did some Googling and I couldn't find it. I really need somebody listening to this to make a documentary about it, because how do you know it's 6 seconds? Do you set a timer, count through it? Because that's not super romantic. You know what I'm saying? Like, come over here. 1, 2, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where my mind goes, because y'all know I'm type A. I'm a driven kind of person. You tell me 6 seconds, I'm on that. Let me set my timer. But I think that's the point he's getting at. I don't know where they came up with 6 seconds. But here's the deal. Here's the deal. Why kissing in general? Apparently, it releases a bunch of hormones. Oxytocin, which is a hormone that makes you feel close and connected. Kissing also releases dopamine, which is the chemical of pleasure. That I get dopamine anytime that I drink a bang. You know what I'm talking about? It also releases epinephrine and norepinephrine, which makes your heart beat faster. So I guess you get some cardio there. Just don't drink a bang and then do the 6 second kiss, because you'll have a heart attack. And it also reduces cortisone levels, which lowers your blood pressure and makes you feel less stressed. So in conclusion, Dr. Gottman's like, listen, if you do 2 6-second kisses a day, which, do the math, y'all, that's 12 seconds a day, it's going to affect your mood and bring you closer together with your partner. Listen, I don't make this stuff up. I'm just here to deliver the goods to you. Try it. A 6-second kiss. Now, what if you don't have anybody to kiss? I did some research on that too, and I shouldn't have. I should have known. But don't... You think I would know by now certain things not to put in the Google search bar, but I did try to find if there was some options if you didn't have anybody to kiss, some other things you could do. But this show is PG, so I'm just going to ignore that one. and say, maybe you can work something out with a neighbor. You know what I'm talking about? But hey, I hope you enjoyed today's seriously crazy episode. I hope that you're going to kiss somebody today for at least 6 seconds. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit the subscribe button wherever you are listening. And I promise you, we have some wild and crazy episodes coming up to make that brain of yours, you know, happy. Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.